Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
You're listening to Bandwagons. Talking about things
that other people are talking about. Did you hate that?
Did I hate that?
Yeah.
No, did you?
A little bit.
Why?
I feel like it didn't have the same Kris Jenner energy. I only watched that episode today and it's like, it's literally when Kim is doing Playboy and Kris has finally convinced her to like take her clothes off for it. And then she's there with like a digital camera being like, you're doing amazing, sweetie.
Oh,
it's so bizarre to watch back.
It's so,
imagine your mom doing that.
So naff.
Anyway, welcome back to Bandwagons.
Yeah, welcome back. We are all sweating profusely. What a hot.
So warm.
What a hot day in Dublin. Yeah, we're having a good time. And we are about to, I don't know what this intro is, sorry, I massively derailed myself. We are delighted to be joined in studio by the one and only Kardashian superfan, Orla, aka The Orlacle, on social media. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for, I'm actually honoured. When you asked me to do it, I was like, I actually think this is a career highlight. It's like, oh my God.
No, the minute we said we were going to do it, I was like, I have to ask Orla. I was like, if I don't, I feel like she might be upset. Like,
and I would have been, if I'm being honest, yeah.
You are, because I remember, so obviously we're doing the episode on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That's, you've clicked to listen. That's what we're talking about. But obviously the news was announced last week that the reality show was finishing. It prompted me to ask you because your story as well, you were like not very late to reacting to the news, but I would have thought you've been like out the gate being like, I am devastated. What is going on? But like a few hours passed and then you put up another story basically being like, I read this when I was really hungover and thought I dreamt it and didn't believe it was real.
So basically I was drinking the night before, heard it and I was like, okay, like this is nearly as bad as grandparent dying, but okay, whatever. Totally forgot about it. Woke up to like a million messages. Like it's actually concerning that people were so concerned for me. And then I remembered it all over again. And I was honestly just shook. Like I truly love the show. Like I really do love it. So I'm cancelling my Hey You subscription.
Oh
basically.
My God. Yeah, what are Hey You going to do? What's Ryan Seacrest going to do? He's fucked.
Does he own that? No.
No, he's an executive producer. It's the only
thing he's Hey You.
Does he own Hey You? I don't think so.
No, I don't
Ryan
think so.
Ryan Seacrest isn't that fucking...
Okay.
Sorry. But I think he
doesn't
must
have that much business acumen.
I'd say he owns E, or like has a share in E.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
E are taking a hammer in this year because E News has gone this year as well. R.I.P.
What's
of
left?
Corona. I couldn't tell you. Name me one other E show that isn't Keeping Up Their Kardashians.
Did we talk about this drunk last week?
Yes. Could have done, yeah. Did we?
Yeah,
Shane is laughing. James,
I think we did on off the way.
I could not tell you. Name one other show. The fucking... Oh, we did.
Ice Loves Coco.
Hollywood Medium. Ice Loves
Hollywood
Coco.
Hollywood Medium, yeah.
Ice Loves Coco. I fucking loved Ice Loves Coco.
Yeah.
Don't... Let's wait for the Ice Loves Coco episode to talk about that. Anyway, Orla, for anyone who is unfamiliar with Keeping Up with the Kardashians... And like, say someone has truly now been living underground has just come up for air and is like, wow. Or maybe it's an alien has landed and they're like, show us your culture. And you turn the laptop around and you're like, here you go. Here's my Heyu. This is my username and password. How would you explain keeping up with the Kardashians specifically?
Okay. I would say they were a sort of known rich family in America who had a really good manager mum, and she spun basically a sex tape into a, like, it has to be a $1 billion thing now. They were kind of known for O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
And the dad being the lawyer or whatever. So I think that's how people knew them. But it's basically a reality show with the whole family. It's a bit dysfunctional, and it's about them at the start chasing fame, and then I suppose at the end of it, them being this huge cultural phenomenon.
Yeah. Because I started watching the show because of my sister. And then the introduction that I had to Kim was not the sex tape, but she's actually in the Fall Out Boy video for what song, Breed?
Oh, I have no idea.
Thanks for the memories.
Is
you
she?
Got that incorrect, yeah. She's Pete Wentz's love interest.
Okay. What year was that? 2010?
2007 or 8.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, someone's going to kill me for that, but yeah.
Maybe earlier.
Could have actually been earlier. Could have been 2006.
Before she was on this, like.
I think so, yeah. Because I remember watching her on Cribs, and like her whole intro was like, that she was like Caitlyn Jenner's stepdaughter, and that she was in, and then it showed, she didn't say that she was in the Fall Out Boy video because she didn't fucking remember it, but they showed a clip of it and I was like, oh my god, I'll just shift to Pete Wentz, I hate you. But that was my first intro to it, and then we got Sky and we were enamored with having E for the first time, and my sister was obsessed, and I kind of dipped in, I would say, just as their fame and that show, I wouldn't say at its peak, because it definitely wasn't. And we'll obviously get into all the moments, but around the time that Kim was getting married to Chris and that whole thing, and there were the few spin-offs, and Courtney was pregnant for the first time, like, that was really when I think things accelerated for them in terms of their awareness in the public sphere.
Definitely. Like, in 2009, I was on a J1 and I saw one of the spin-offs and I had never heard of them before. And it definitely was going from, like, I think 2006. So I think it didn't hit like Europe until around 2009 that we all kind of started hearing about them.
Yeah.
And then I think it was 2011, the whole Chris Humphries thing, that like was
the Kardashian
another
event.
Level.
Yeah.
I couldn't see.
Kardashian wedding.
I was like, what is her wedding dress going to be like?
I need. Oh,
it was like a 2-hour special or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've definitely told you this before, but for ages, I used to get Nicole Scherzinger. I used to think it was a reality show about Nicole Scherzinger and all her sisters. Yeah, because I thought they looked alike and they had like uncommon last names.
The title is Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I know, but I used to just be like, I don't know, I was only a child.
You didn't think too much into it.
I didn't know.
So,
yeah. It's just like, that's your one-off, that she has a show. Like.
Yeah, she wouldn't look out of place. And also, 6 degrees of separations. Kim was very good friends with Robin Anton, who put the Pussycat Dolls together. There you go.
Yeah, she's in the first episode.
In the first episode of the series,
yeah.
You weren't wrong. It debuted the year after 2006, which is 2007.
Okay.
Became one of the longest running reality TV series in the country, in the world, I would argue now.
Yeah.
Filming for season 19 has begun, but it hasn't aired yet, I think, because of Rona. That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah, because did you see... Such a great... a while ago, Kim had put up in her stories that the production team had like sent her everything. So all the cameras, the mic, and she was doing her bits to TV in her bedroom, and she was showing everyone like, oh, this is how you turn this on, and you know, so they're doing everything in Corona.
Madness.
Yeah.
Madness. Culturally, at the time before Kardashian started, we already had The Simple Life.
Yeah.
The Girls Next Door, my personal favourite.
Yeah.
And Run's House.
Run's House. Oh,
loved Run's House.
I loved Run's House.
I came all the way to Dublin from Wexford to buy those shoes. What are the
pastry
shoes?
I don't know them.
Yeah, one of his daughters.
Like,
they were disgusting.
I'll get a photo for you and show you in a minute.
There's
but
like high tops.
Yeah, they were. I would probably buy them now though. They were very in fashion and then fell off, and now they're kind of back in fashion again. Anyway, yeah, like there were the Osbournes as well. I would say
the
undoubtedly,
Osbournes, yeah.
like
yeah.
influenced the format of what the Kardashians are. So the show followed sisters Kim, Courtney and Khloe, and their half-sisters Kendall and Kylie, and then would also feature Chris and Caitlyn and their brother Rob. Chris was obviously famously married to Robert Kardashian, who passed away in 2003. She got remarried to Caitlyn, and they obviously had their children and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they were in the spotlight, as you said, with The Simple Life. Kim actually became, she was...
Was she on that show?
No, she was, well, she was, sorry. She was Paris Hilton's personal assistant, and they became friends. So she was kind of seen out more, was obviously in paparazzi shots. People kind of started following her.
Was she a personal assistant?
Yeah.
Or was she like a wardrobe organizer?
She's, I think a bit about.
Yeah, she was, I think she started off as Paris's person and then kind of got into... She became like a personal stylist for Brandy Norwood, who was Ray J's sister, in 2004, and then became a full-time stylist and was a personal shopper and did stuff for, did styling for Lindsay Lohan, and kind of fashion was always their thing. Like, it's weird the roundabout way they went and how they kind of used the show to kind of move that career along in a big way, because at the start of the series, it's about them being these kind of minor celebrities who... clearly desperately wanted to be more famous. Yeah. Like, that's, let's call a spade there. But they also had these boutiques. They had Dash and they had Smooch that Chris ran with Courtney.
The kids one.
Yeah, they like were running them. And it was definitely, I think they saw the opportunity with the show to be like, okay, let's use this platform to boost ourselves and get us to where we want to be. Because I don't think... the show was like the long-term plan for them, really. It just...
No, I don't think they ever thought it would run for 20 seasons. Yeah. But I don't think anyone watching season one would have thought that it was going to run for 20 seasons either.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, because Shag All happens in season one. I'm only like 7 episodes in, but...
And they're shorter. They're way shorter.
Yeah, season one is 8 episodes, which is nothing in comparison. Because what's a standard series now for them? Like,
oh, like 20
episodes? 20 or... 18.
Yeah, it'd be like 18, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're 40 minutes now and they're 20 minutes. At the start, I think.
Yeah. Chris had said at the time, the idea of creating a reality series, everybody thinks that my children could create a bunch of drama in their lives, but it's something that I felt I didn't even have to think about. It would be natural. So she was just like, yeah, let's get the cameras in. And then Ryan Seacrest, Chris is interested in doing a television show. And this was the time that The Osbournes was popular. Because like, I missed that boat, but like The Osbournes were huge. That was MTV. Do you remember it?
Yeah. No, I didn't love it. Like the way some people loved it. I preferred like the Jessica Newlyweds.
Yeah.
That was more my vibe, you know. But it was really good and it was the first of its kind of time. So you just watched it because, you know, it was the first one. But it wasn't, I don't know, it was a bit...
They are a very particular audience in the same way that the Kardashians are a very particular audience,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Seacrest also said, we had no idea it would become the monster pop culture business that it is. I'd say he's delighted. How much money would you say Ryan Seacrest has made off those gals? Like,
oh, millions.
Imagine, like, let's just take a punt on this family. Like, fair play to them. They are only dying to be, like, A-listers. And now they are. Like, they have there's a lot to criticize about them. And that's another episode for another day. But in terms of how they use this TV show, it's business acumen, like, savvy to the max. Like,
think of all the spin-off shows. So how much money he's made just on that, and then all the spin-off shows have all been on E. He is rolling in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But so clever for him to take the risk to even do it to begin with, you know?
Yeah.
What was Chris doing before? Should he have to become like a momager?
Just running the shops, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
Raising the other two children.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Yeah, she's flat out breed.
Should they were only babies, like...
They were.
They're only just about grown when this kicked off.
Because obviously the first four series are on Netflix now if you want to watch them. And I didn't watch from the very start. As I said, I kind of dipped in the middle. But I watched a couple and Bree did as well just for the sake of this episode. And it's...
Don't get sick, please.
It's... Oh, sorry. So full of air. It's been a long day. And the difference is bizarre. It's such a funny... It's such a funny show, but it's also kind of like funny. You're kind of laughing at them because of how different it is now. But it is also just generally like
a lot of it is
a very
same.
Pleasant kind of guilty pleasure watch.
Yeah,
you know?
It's all very innocent at the start. Yeah. There's not much going on. And like, sure, I mean, Kylie and Kendall, they might as well not be in it because they're so young that, you know, they're bringing nothing to the table.
Yeah.
Like,
they're awful.
Sorry, in episode one, Kylie comes in and does the stripper pole.
Yeah.
She's 10. Yeah. And she goes, she's like, want to see my moves? And she comes in like big heels and just throws her legs around it and starts spinning around the stripper pole. And I was like,
now she's foreshadowing.
Yeah,
so much foreshadowing. Like, Shakespeare could never.
Can you guess what age they all were at the very start of season one?
Oh, this is going to annoy me. So if Kylie's 10, yeah, then Kendall is 12. Which means
Rob, oh, next.
Rob is
23.
Younger.
20.
Yeah.
20, which would mean Chloe is 26?
No.
24.
25.
23. Oh, what? Shit.
Yeah, she looks a lot older in it.
Then Courtney is...
No, you're skipping a load.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, sorry. Scott is 24.
Yeah.
Then Kim is 26.
27.
Oh. Is she?
Yeah, so like 1 year to pull it together.
And then, yeah,
and
do,
Courtney's
yeah.
28 then.
You've 1 year to start the OnlyFans.
Yeah. There's only a year between them. I thought she was way older. No.
Yeah, no.
Chris was 52 and Caitlin was 58.
There you go.
Mad.
Rob Sheffield for Rolling Stone at the time said, the Kardashians are the last ladies standing in reality TV because they've simply always believed they were celebrities, endlessly amused with themselves, endlessly oblivious to one another. Their vanity is impervious to the outside world, which is how many of us often wish our own personal vanity worked. Their gargantuan egos, their petty jealousies, their catty feuds, the effort versus eye roll they put into reciting their lines, their commitment to frivolity at all costs. These are seductive qualities in reality TV star, however repugnant they might be in real life. Whatever it is you watch reality TV for, the Kardashians just have a lot more of it. There you go.
A little bit rude.
I feel like there is always like a misogynistic angle to the way
Definitely.
People viewed the Kardashians and like the show more specifically, and the whole thing of that people took a lot of pride in not watching the show and pretending they didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
Which I mean, you'd probably forgive if this was 2007, and especially if you were in Ireland, because I'd say very few people did. But now I'm not sure I can really tolerate that argument. And I would also say there's a lot of men out there who also want to be famous for the sake of being famous. I'm not going to name names. I have some that are jumping off the top of my head, but
like who?
No, I'm not. They're specifically Irish and I'm not getting
trouble. Don't do that.
But I just think it's always women, and it's like, oh, they want to be famous. It's like being famous. And I'm not. They did. But like, I mean, how could you not admire or not, maybe not even admire, but you have to respect the fact that they literally did build something out of pretty much nothing. They built... Yeah. $1 billion empire between them,
yeah.
out of Kim getting rolled, like,
yeah,
essentially, and being connected to other famous people, you know?
Yeah, like there's definitely male celebrities who have made a sex tape and we can't name them because they Colin didn't Farrell. Know what to do with it after.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
Colin Farrell.
Yeah. What Colin Farrell did actually, yeah. And Screech from...
let's not.
He had a lot of issues.
I think the Colin one is a bit rough. From what I've heard, I haven't seen it. I genuinely haven't. Yeah, I don't know if it exists anywhere online anymore. But this is the thing. I think because his was older as well, he kind of missed that internet bad age. But again, also, I feel like he's, when you say sex tape or like celebrity sex tape, he's not the one you say. You say Kim, you say Paris. It's never the lad, like.
Yeah, you never remember the guy. I mean, obviously, yeah, people even Ray J, but
not to the same extent.
No. And people would be like, Brandy's brother. You know, she gets dragged into it. So like...
Brandy's like, leave me out of this. I didn't know what my brother was at. Mad scenes. More Kelly of the Guardian evaluated the aftermath of the failed wedding of Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries. So obviously the series progresses and you see their relationships go on. Like, Chloe was married to Lamar Odom at one point. He was a basketball player. Yes?
Yes.
Someone confirmed that for me.
Yeah, he was.
Kim was with, who was your man? Reggie, the footballer. I was going to say Reggie Yates, but he's fully a British DJ. Reggie Bush, yeah.
Yeah.
And they kind of seemed like very solid. And then she met this guy, Chris Humphries, who is also
a basketball player.
An athlete.
Yeah.
Let's just say athlete.
Sorry,
for a moment.
I made that up in my head. That was
He nearly did,
in fairness.
Yeah.
So we watched kind of them as they got more famous and people were kind of more interested as their relationships carried on, and Courtney was having kids and blah blah blah, and Kendall wanted to be a model and Kylie was getting older or whatever, blah blah, and Kim is suddenly engaged to this guy, Chris Humphreys, because that had been a plot line as well, where she was kind of having a banger that she was like 30, wanted kids, wasn't married, was really self-conscious about that. Met Chris Humphreys, had a whirlwind engagement, and then basically built, as you said, this 2-day TV event around their wedding, which was literally called a Kardashian affair. And then, as we all know now, I think, or the majority would know if you're anyway immersed in pop culture, their marriage lasted 72 days.
Yeah.
Which, listen.
He was a walking red flag, though.
Do you reckon? Yeah. I don't really remember.
I hated him. He was not likable at all.
You know what I remember? In one of the spin-offs, when she like announces that they're getting like divorced, or she's made the call on it, it just seems like so sad. It just seems like they became like so distant. Like it does seem very genuine.
It's believable. Yeah. Like it's, you can see the hurt. Like I genuinely think fair play to her. I don't think anyone would have gone that far to just make a bit of money. I really don't think so.
Yeah.
I just think it's so embarrassing. That would you really do that to yourself?
Especially when she had been married. This was her second marriage.
Her second marriage. Yeah, the first marriage.
She was like 18 or something. Yeah, in Vegas.
Yeah. To some mad lad or something.
Yeah, she'd had her crazy wedding. Like, this is the serious one.
Yeah.
But like, she's distraught in that scene.
Yeah.
But, like, also, great memes.
Yeah.
Such good entertainment from it. Yeah.
More Kelly of the Guardian. She obviously wrote about kind of the aftermath of the failed wedding and said, since Kim doesn't exactly seem to be an exemplar of self-awareness, I suppose it's possible that she really believed she and Humphreys would live happily ever after. But more likely, she and E are laughing all the way to the bank. 10.5 million viewers tuned into Kim's fairy tale wedding, a Kardashian event after all. Kelly summarised controversy. That's how she summarised it. Josh Duboff, writing for Vanity Fair, commented on the show's long run and said that it is near impossible to argue that their continued relevance 10 years later is anything other than awe-inspiring and remarkable. Because, I mean, as we said, we won't get into it, there's been a lot of times where they could have been cancelled, for want of a better word, and I don't just mean the show, I mean them as people. But even beyond that, I suppose you have to argue, how interesting is it to watch someone's life for that long? But then is it just because it's them? Is it? I don't know. Like, you've pretty much watched it from the start. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think with them, there's always drama, though. And yeah, I think that some of it is created for the show. But then also there's times where the show just is a great vessel for the drama that's genuinely happening. I don't know. They've had so many things happen, like the Caitlin thing alone, the way they handled that and did that two-parter, like, that was really well done. And I think everyone wanted to have a piece of, you know, what everyone felt and did they know what was going on before, and they handled it really nicely. I think the whole thing was produced really well. Obviously Caitlin like decided she wanted to do it or whatever, as in the two-parter though. But I think everything that's happened has been because everyone genuinely just loves them, and so the show is then they're just using it, like, say the robbery.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
that was like, oh my god, watching that.
Yeah,
and they didn't have to do that, but I think as a fan you want to be able to see the background and see them all chatting and see how they actually deal with it, because you want to see them as real people. You don't want to see them as just these, you don't want to believe that they're these fake fame hungry people. You know?
Yeah. Do you think the show humanized them then?
Yeah. But also, I mean, it's 50-50. I'm very aware that they are so fake.
Yeah.
You know, and that everything that they do is, a lot of it is just for the ratings. But I do think it gives a personal side to the whole thing, for sure.
Mm.
Me and Finita went to Paris and the only thing we wanted to see was the hotel.
No, don't tell lies. That was the only you wanted to see that.
I mean, yeah, you would then.
We couldn't find it.
No, we couldn't. Well, I don't think we really looked, but there are, as I said, so many things to criticize, and I'll keep saying this this episode. But and that's an example that because I was supposed to be talking about it for something else last week. And that was one example that I did bring up as well. The whole thing about Caitlin's transition.
Mm-hmm.
When are you ever going to see that? Or when is a topic ever going to be spoken about? I would say as like tastefully, but also very honestly. You wouldn't expect it from the Kardashians. And they were, as you said, they are so careful about their image that they could have easily just been like, that's like, we're not airing that. Like,
we're
that's not
touching
happening.
This. Yeah.
And I know the cynical among us are like, well, why would they also not when they've aired everything else? But they also could have done it in a way that was really not sensitive. And they didn't. It was very good. And it was good to bring that conversation to the mainstream where there would be a large majority of their fan base where they probably wouldn't know like what being trans means or transitioning or anything else, or would have been very ignorant to it. And they're basically handing an education to them on a platter, but it's just tied up in this Keeping Up with the Kardashian storyline, you know, in that kind of way.
They don't even realize that they're learning something by watching it. Yeah.
It's, I don't know, what do you think, Brid?
Yeah, that's so true. I'm trying to think of other things they've done.
Like Lamar.
Drug addiction.
Yeah. You wouldn't really have known what was going on if you were just reading the news and kind of getting updates that way, because it was all quite private, I suppose.
Yeah. And even with her and Tristan, or Chloe and Tristan, with him like cheating on her and all that, like they kept a lot of that quiet, and then they keep a lot of it quiet until it airs, and then you just watch it because you want to hear the backstory, even if it's 9 months later as well.
Yeah,
that's, you know? Yeah. That's how they really end. But it is, like, it's not really fake that way. That's just how time works.
As much as I, like, I don't really watch now. Like, if there's an article and it's like, do you know, E usually has, like, the clip or whatever that gives the context for the new season or whatever, if you're not actually bothered watching the full episode, which is me. Like, I watch them because I'm like, I want to know. I want to hear what they have to say.
Yeah.
And, like, but then that's them just controlling the narrative, though, isn't it? Like, in my opinion, I think especially with that particular storyline, in inverted commas, because it's not a storyline at the end of the day, like it's hard to believe that it's real life in another way. But that whole thing of Chloe getting cheated on by her baby daddy with Kylie's then best friend Jordan Woods, I mean, if that was just like, there was kind of really nothing said by Chloe, had a few bangers on social media that she probably shouldn't have done, or probably didn't really look great for her. And then you'd like Jordan did the red table talk, just kind of, because I'd say she knew. She was like, I have to get out in front first, because they're keeping all of this for, I don't know what way it fell in terms of timing for the season. But you know they're keeping all that information. So it's like,
100%.
And it's not even that they're, it's not like full blown lying, because they can't either, but it's just a way that,
just
as you
so
said,
powerful. Like even with Kylie's pregnancy, like they didn't, no one knew until they wanted you to know, you know,
which is mad, isn't it?
They have the power.
I completely
to, like,
forgot
keep
about
completely
that.
Under wraps.
Where were you?
Not to.
Where were you when you found out that Kylie's pregnant?
I was in Donegal in my holiday home, and there's fuck all signal up there. And do you know the way it was released as a video?
Yeah.
And it's like the whole like time lapse of the 9 months or whatever, and I remember standing in a corner. It was like me and one other girl and then a load of lads. And we were like trying to get this video to load so we could watch. And the lads were like, why do you care? Like, she had a baby. Who cares?
So I was on a bus. I sped into it. In Drumcondra. I was on an 11 bus and I was by Pat's with my friend Kerry coming back from somewhere. And I was like, oh my God, Kerry, Kylie Jenner's had a baby. And she was like, I actively do not care. And I was like, trying to watch
the video. You remember that.
Yeah. No, literally. Where were you?
I was in San Fran. Yeah, hungover, woke up, bawled like
cry?
A baby.
Well, I knew it.
It's actually one of the things I watch all the time when I'm hungover. You know, sometimes you just want to cry.
In fairness,
it's
a
really
gorgeous
nice
video. Watch it. What
very
a,
nice video.
What a beautiful moving picture that is. Yeah. Like, oh
and
my God.
Fair play to her. How she did that. No paparazzi photos, no nothing. Yeah. How she managed to get away with that is so impressive.
Yeah.
And I respect her that, like, take your time.
But that's the argument, because you know the way people are like, geez, they'd show themselves washing their knickers or whatever. That's not an expression anyone uses.
You know the way people say that.
Do you know what I mean, though? But specifically about the Kardashians, like, it's mad that they let the cameras in everywhere and that they see everything, that they air everything. But, like, they don't, as you said.
No, they don't. Like, they don't. And what they haven't aired, you don't know about. Like, there's stuff you don't even know, like, a little bit of, because they have made that choice.
Yeah.
They're so powerful.
It's like influencers and Instagram stories.
Yeah.
You know, they show you what they...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
You want to see everything is curated for what they want to be shown. Do you know what I mean? So they're just smart in that they've done it in a way where we think we've seen everything.
Yeah. Rumor has it that Chris keeps a pile of non-disclosure agreements on a table in her foyer for guests to sign on entry. So like,
you'd absolutely
would
have
well
to
believe that.
Yeah. And then shooting can take up to like 10 to 12 hours a day.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, with the glam and, you know, everything. Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be so tired. Because you have to live, but then you're also living on camera, you know?
I mean, yeah. It doesn't look exhausting what they do, though.
They're just spinning their salad.
Them, you know?
Well, that is the thing as well. But and I'd say, to be honest, I'd say they are so used to it. I'd say it is like a well-oiled machine now at this point. Like, I'd say Rona threw them for a loop. I'd be kind of interested to see that series. But I don't know if you've thought about this with other things as well, but I've seen the thing where it's like with Housewives where they're like, I'm not interested in watching like the Housewives where they're all on lockdown. Like, why? Because it's just gonna, one, remind me of when we were all in lockdown, and like, two, that's not interesting. Would you feel the same about the Kardashians, or are you like,
kind of? And I mean, half of that is because obviously I don't love the content of the show.
Yeah,
sometimes,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I love their hair, I love their makeup, their clothes. Like, that's half the reason why I watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's, you know, substandard on the corona thing. You know, they're doing it themselves. So I don't think it's gonna be anything new or, you know?
Yeah.
So
I didn't even think about that. Apparently Grey's Anatomy's next season is all about coronavirus as well.
Oh.
Give me someone told me that could be lies.
Yeah, I think they went back filming actually, and Ellen Pompeo or whatever her name was like, oh, I wanna dedicate this to the frontline workers. I was like, I'm sure they're delighted. Yeah. Thanks. Put your hand in your pocket, Meredith, for fuck's sake. Like, do you know? Like, oh, anyway. So obviously we said, they announced last week that the show was coming to an end, and we'll get into maybe reasons why. But the lead up to this is, so in 2007, they signed a new deal, which was worth $150 million. Joint media deal, which includes an extension of their Keeping Up with the Kardashians contract. The Kardashians and Jenner split them between themselves, which is roughly like 30 mil per season up until this 20th season, which is supposed to be the last one, right? Mm-hmm. So when you heard, because they put out this whole, I'll read a bit of it, I won't read it all. They did a big post where it's like, to our amazing fans, it was with heavy hearts we made the difficult decision as a family, I cannot speak, to say goodbye to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. After what would be 14 years, 20 seasons, hundreds of episodes and numerous spin-off shows, we are beyond grateful to all of you who've watched us for all of these years, through the good times, the bad times, the happiness, the tears, and the many relationships and children. We'll forever cherish the wonderful memories and countless people we've met along the way. When you read that, why did you think it ended? Like, why did your mind go anywhere immediately as to theories?
Yeah, two reasons. Okay. So I genuinely think coronavirus was one of them, because I think they probably saw from editing what they have already from February, they don't really have much to go by. And they have the foresight to know that this isn't going away.
Yeah.
And, you know, what are they going to do essentially? Like, how are they going to keep up the storylines, everything? Second, though, I think maybe Kanye.
Yeah.
That's where my head immediately went.
I genuinely think he's clearly not well.
Yeah.
Like, he's clearly not well. And I think that maybe Kim was just like, I can't do this anymore. I genuinely do think that they're all very family orientated and everything like that. I do believe that.
You'd have to be after spending that much time 100%. Together for 14 years.
Yeah. And they're probably like, that unit is the only unit you can trust, because they all get it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because they've lived through it and will continue to live through it.
Please,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why I keep burping. Yeah, no, that's immediately where my mind went. So again, if anyone is unfamiliar, which I doubt it, but Kim is married to Kanye West, the rapper, and he is currently going through a very bad time and diagnosed bipolar, has come out on his like presidential campaign and said some mad stuff, which I will let you Google. I don't really want to go into it, but they're all these reports that they've gone to Wyoming and they're trying to work it out and blah, blah, blah. And Kim's made statements about him that she's going to stand by him and that it's very difficult, blah, 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 whatever. That's where my mind went as well. But like the new theory on the block is that it's money, which is why I led in with this whole deal thing. Like they're kind of looking for, they're kind of trying to go for a different angle with the series, that they're trying to focus on their businesses, and that they're looking to get a streaming deal within a year. And they're looking at obviously like Netflix or Apple or Amazon or something like that. And that they're trying to, as I said, like they all have loads of businesses now. Kim has Skims, which is like underwear and solution wear and Spanx basically. Chloe is the Good American, the jeans and the clothes. And then Courtney is Poosh, which is the her Gwyneth Paltrow moment. Kylie obviously is Kylie Cosmetics. This article that I've copied and pasted from just said, Kendall doesn't have her own business, but has enjoyed a successful modeling career. I was like, that's
Kendall's
so...
Kendall's the only one with any...
That's so rude, any free but it's so time, true.
Like, yeah. One of the biggest models in the world. Yeah, talk about shame.
I know, so rude.
She's freelance.
She's currently right. freelancing, she's guys.
Probably got a really successful Patreon.
So my question then is, would you watch it if it went somewhere else?
So are you saying you think it's going to be another...
They're going to bring it back.
Bring it back.
I really, really don't want to be cynical here. And I would like to think it's Kim being like... I think enough is enough. I think the kids are like North is kind of old enough that she is probably starting to get it now.
Yeah.
And same for the rest of them. But it didn't really bother Courtney. Not my halfway to Courtney, but
Courtney quit though, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I would watch it. It's different when, remember the Mindy Project went to Hulu or something.
Yeah.
That's different because like they wanted to be a bit more like, you know, out there and be able, I think they were a bit controlled with whoever they were with.
Yeah.
But it's not as if they're going to get any more raunchy or anything. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be the exact same but on a different network. I'd watch it.
but then like I'd wonder like who would take it. Like Netflix seems the obvious one because they definitely have the most money. But then I'm like,
Hey You would be good if they wanted to start branching out into having their own kind of thing.
But I feel Hey You doesn't have the money that they'd be after though. If they were talking, what did I say a minute ago for the 2007 deal? Let me rapidly scroll back up. So if they say, if they got 150 million in 2007, how many years later
between
are we?
Between
them. They must be looking for at least 200, if not more now, I'd say.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, it's but stupid
also,
money.
Like Orla said, what's the content going to be like? What are they going to do?
I don't know if I'd care if it's about the businesses then.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like...
It's hard to... I think it would be stupid for them to do it in the next year or two anyway because they'll have absolutely nothing to talk about.
Well, I think that's what this source had said to the article as well, where they were like, oh, they are going to take a year out because they want a break or whatever. Yeah. But...
I mean, another thing could be that, you know, their businesses are probably now their number one priority and they're like, you know, the show got us to here, but now, you know, we actually want to focus on these and maybe they just are genuinely not going to come back. They might do like a Christmas special or I don't know.
Yeah
I don't think it's gonna come back.
Do you not? Why?
No, I just think it's run its course now. No one really cares anymore.
But this thing,
like,
I'm wondering,
what are the ratings are probably have dipped in the last few years, I'd say.
I didn't check, but I would.
I'd say they have, but I'd say they're still the highest that E have.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Bloody Tyler Hollywood Medium's getting about 4
He is not still going.
I am. Yeah,
sorry,
actually,
it's only rated 2.8 out of 10 on IMDb. That's not...
Well, they know nothing. So...
I'd wonder if, say... Look, let's just say Netflix pick it up and it's the pretty much the exact same format and they're like, we'll do, like, 3 seasons or whatever. They sign them for, like, a 5-season deal. When does it end? Like, when is it, like... Or is it just like, would they rather that they did it for maybe like the next generation or something? I don't know. Have you heard all the rumors about that Addison Rae is like kind of, they're kind of pitching her family to be the next.
Yeah, someone said
that makes sense actually, because she's all over all their Instagrams. It's
it's weird.
It's so weird. Yeah, not weird. Addison Rae is like one of the most followed people on TikTok. She's like a dancer, kind of got famous from doing these dances with her mom, Sherry.
But she's young and she's now best friends with Courtney. He's 41.
Yeah, yeah. She's modelled for Skims and stuff. It's a bit weird. They tried to justify that relationship being like, oh, Mason is obsessed with her, whatever. And I was like,
Mason's 10 or whatever. Yeah. Like,
but why are you in your knickers with her mom? Like, I don't know. It's weird.
So weird.
It's weird. But that's been kind of the rumour as well, that they're trying to usher in like the new generation. But then the other argument is then that like, I feel like they wouldn't want that either.
No,
like,
they have their own new generation coming up. Like,
they'd rather it be... North, like, they don't want another family, like, to take over.
No.
I don't know, but I don't think it's that they want the kids to be them or follow that same route. I just don't think they want another family trying to emulate what they were. Yeah. Yet.
Someone needs to tell North that they don't need her coming up the rear.
Poor North.
Do you follow Nori's Black Book?
I love it so much.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite things.
So good.
Okay, I want to test you as a Kardashian super fan. Okay. There's one, hang on. In my, from my counting, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 spin-offs.
Okay.
I could only find 9.
One I will disallow because it's kind of like a bit of a wild card one, but I would still consider it one because it wouldn't have happened if they hadn't had the show. Anyway, can you name them all?
Oh my God. Okay, so obviously we have the original Kardashians then. Kourtney and Khloe take Miami.
Yep.
Kim and Kourtney take Miami.
No.
Oh.
No?
Incorrect.
I didn't have that first one. I had Kourtney and Kim take Miami.
No, it's Khloe and Kourtney take Miami.
Yeah.
Then Kourtney and Kim take New York.
New York.
Yeah.
Kourtney and Kim also took New York.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Didn't they? Someone took New York.
Who took New York?
No, then it was... No, I'm not going to spoil it.
So, okay. Carry on and we'll go.
Life of Kylie.
Yeah.
That flipping Disick, I don't know if you're going to use
Flip it like Disick, yeah.
Oh, I didn't have that.
Robin China.
Yeah.
Chloe and Lamar.
Yeah.
What am I on?
Fuck, I wasn't counting. One. Chloe and Kourtney take Miami. Life of Kylie. Robin China. Chloe and Lamar. Flip it like Disick.
The New York one.
Kourtney and Kim take New York.
Kourtney and Kim take New York. And then, do Kourtney and Chloe take New York?
No.
Close to New York. But not New York.
It's Kourtney and Chloe, and they took something else. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And, oh my God.
There's three more.
And they're all... Are any of them... the Kylie one was the one you weren't going to...
No, the Kylie one was the one I was going to include.
Okay. Oh my God.
I think I know the one you're on about.
I don't know. I'm going blank.
Okay. So we had Dash Dolls.
Oh, Jesus.
Which they weren't in, but like it was... The girl was running the shop after the girls got too famous. I Am Kate.
Oh, yeah.
And then Revenge Body.
Cocktails with Chloe.
Oh, Cocktails with Chloe.
Oh, yeah. But that wasn't... Was that on E or was that on something else?
I think...
That was on like the old... No, it wasn't.
You
was,
know...
Was that not an internet one?
Yeah. You know who was on that? Jenna Marbles. And she did this...
I love Jenna Marbles.
She did a really good thing about explaining like gender norms or something. I'll find the clip and I'll put it on the Insta. I wish she would come back to the... Internet so
YouTube.
Much.
Is she not on YouTube?
Yeah.
No, she quit a while ago, didn't she?
Yeah.
Imagine just having
Cocktails with Chloe with Kay.
Yeah.
Awkward. Scott Disick calls Jenna Marbles a gold digger on Cocktails with Chloe. Interesting. Yeah. I'm going to read that later.
Do you want to go through the most iconic?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Clips.
Yeah.
Because spoiler, I got the soundboard back up and running
today. Yeah. Play a celebratory noise.
Oh no, the pressure of this.
Haven't heard that one before today.
I haven't changed any of them. They're all the same as before. But I added in 5 new clips. So I asked the patrons what were their most iconic Keeping Up with the Kardashians moments or like things that stood out for them. And this one was by far the most, I don't know, mentioned. And it's really, really funny.
Auntie Chris, it's me. It's Todd Cranes. Where are you?
Not calling this number.
I love that.
So I don't know if you
want to
explain the context.
Yeah, because I actually never understood the context.
Did you not?
Never. I just thought it was really funny.
So they had these family friends called the Cranes, and the son was called Todd, and he used to just ring Chris all the time, pretending to be Todd.
Scott.
Scott used to, just pretending to be Todd and like being really weird. But Chris used to genuinely believe that it was him.
Yeah, they were like, she hadn't seen him in years. And then in the later seasons, they got him back in and they all went like skiing together. And he does talk like that a little bit.
Yeah.
But Scott was just
me,
like,
Todd Cranes.
Todd Cranes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Iconic.
This one's a bit, I don't know, it's a bit vague, but I thought it was funny.
Kylie Jenner to the foyer. I have a little surprise for you. Is that a chicken?
That's very visual. We need to put that on the Insta as well.
So basically, Chris comes home with a new pet for Kylie, and it's very clearly a micro pig in a blanket. And Kylie comes to the top of the stairs and just goes, is that a chicken? And gets really excited and doesn't, still has no idea what it is until like she gets really close up to it. It's very, very
funny. I think that was repurposed as a vine. I think that's why it became like the thing that it did.
It's very good. Look at all those chickens.
Look at all those chickens. Anyway, yeah. Sorry, next clip.
This is one of the more famous ones.
What's wrong with you guys? My diamond earring came off in the ocean and it's gone. There's people that are dying.
What happened there, Orla?
So I think Chris pushed her into the ocean when they were in Bora Bora.
Husband Chris, yeah.
Husband Chris Humphreys pushed Kim into the ocean and her diamond earring fell out.
And it was worth $75,000.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And there's another video on YouTube as well, and it's Kylie explaining how she found it, because Kylie just swam down and found it at the bottom of the ocean like Britney Spears.
Did she?
Yeah. It was only like 10 foot deep or whatever, but she swam down and she was like, it was the only thing sparkling at the bottom of the sea. Like, so, and then she came
bloody
back,
want to be.
Yeah, she came back up and gave it to Kim, and Kim was like, oh, what about the back? And she was like, right, and she got back in and swam down.
Good luck.
Found the back of the earring as well.
Oh, typical sisters.
I'm going to put that video up because that is very funny. And it's just Kylie real casually being like, yeah, it was literally the biggest, shiniest thing at the bottom of the ocean.
That's amazing.
What's next?
Your sister's going to jail. Have a little compassion.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
Iconic.
What happened here again?
Chloe was...
She got a DUI. Yeah,
and she was going into jail, but I think for 24 hours, I think she was...
Yeah, it was... And they all got in the car to drop her off. Like, it's very funny.
Yeah, and then in the car, Kim is just taking loads of selfies. And I think
on
then,
a digital camera.
Yeah, and in her selfie book, she released the... Yeah. Like, all of the selfies are in the book, apparently. I don't have...
Sorry, she released a selfie book?
Yeah.
Guys, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like a coffee table book of just selfies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Do you have it?
No, actually. But
Christmas is coming. Yeah.
This isn't really a... I don't think this is a well-known one, but I just think it's really funny. It's North.
Okay, where's my dad?
Because Chris goes, Northy, who's your favorite rapper? And she's just like eating, like... food like a baby, and she just goes, Kanye West is my dad. It's like, doesn't answer the question at all. But and then this one.
Maybe if you had a business that you were passionate about, then you would know what it takes to run a business, but you don't. So don't even act like you know what I'm talking about.
That's me playing Cooking Mama.
I don't know what was going on there. Kim and Courtney were having a banger.
Yeah, I think Courtney was just saying again how she didn't want to be in the show. I can't really remember that, but I think it was basically that. Yeah. And then she was just kind of giving out. And I think...
Was that the same argument where they called her the least interesting to look at?
Yeah, Kim was like, you're the least interesting to look at. Which isn't such a rude
that
thing
to say. Imagine saying that. That's a biting insult. Like.
That's absolutely something you'd say to your sister, though.
Yeah, fully.
Only your sister.
That gets to
Mom
the bone.
Mom says you're the least interesting like,
even,
to look at.
Even if you're like, yeah, but the thing, it's like, you couldn't be like, oh, you're ugly, like, whatever. Like, okay, grand. Like, you're the least interesting. Sorry, what?
Yeah.
I'm very interesting to look at. How dare you?
I think Courtney's the most beautiful.
She is gorgeous. The most natural looking, for sure.
Yeah. Who's your favourite?
I mean, probably I'd have to just say Kim.
Yeah.
But personality-wise, I do love Chloe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a bit of a gas bitch.
Chloe is
And she was
so
like
funny.
That from the beginning. Chloe and Courtney have not changed a bit from, like, episode one. It's like the two of them, like, bare-knuckle fist fighting with each other in the sitting room. And then Kim started, she just, like, was acting at the start, you can tell. And it's all,
do
like,
you reckon?
Yeah. Did you not think it's very, like, forced eye rolls and stuff? And then now she's
more
natural.
Maybe.
And,
yeah.
She's much funnier now, but at the start you can tell she's like overthinking it all.
But then I'm like, is she more media trained now that it's like...
Probably, yeah.
I think it's acting in a different way now.
But I suppose reality TV has changed so much from when it started to now. So they probably were doing what they thought was going to work.
Yeah.
And then they realised that people don't care. They're just going to watch it anyway.
Yeah.
Are there any other moments...
Don't be so fucking rude. And she's sitting there with the bag.
The handbag,
What was the... Do you remember the context of that?
Skiing.
I think it was something to do with a car, a Bentley.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I can't did someone borrow Kim's Bentley? I can't really remember now, but there was something to do with that.
Yeah, we'll post about it on social. I'm sure someone will absolutely tell us in the DMs, but...
That's a different time, but you know when they're skiing or they're up in like a cabin or something and someone grabs Kim's phone and just throws it and she goes mad. She starts beating the shit out of someone again.
Yeah.
Was that Courtney?
It was one of them. I remember that as well, yeah.
Absolute and another banger. Iconic moment is when Courtney's giving birth to Mason and just pulls him
oh,
out.
Oh yeah, just yanks him out.
Oh my just, god.
Yeah, just leans over and just...
Yeah, there was a point as well, I think it must have been after rain, where I don't know if she genuinely cooked her placenta and fed it to her family. Or
that
if it was
an episode, yeah.
Was it fake placenta?
I think it was fake placenta, yeah. But like, it was, because she said what meat it was. I remember.
They lay it out on the table, like a little bit of dangly bit off the end, and they're all like, what is this, Courtney? Thanks so much. And she's like, oh, it's just brisket. And they're all like cutting it up and it's really fatty and it looks sick. But they, I don't know.
Oh, God. Mm. Mad scenes. What a family, eh? What a family. There is no word on when the latest series is coming out, is there? Or is there?
Yeah, I think...
No, like the last series is airing in 2021, but when's the 19th series?
Oh, the 20th.
The 20th of this month.
I think I read that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think it's the 20th excellent of this
timing.
Month.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent.
That's not why we
timing.
Did this week, no.
We did it because it was ending.
Keeping up with...
You may check that now, actually.
Yeah, I might
start.
Not be 100%
Season 19.
Yeah, before we start. Actively telling lies. Yeah, there you go. What a time.
Oh, another one. The Justice Project. Sort of a...
Oh, yeah.
Sort of a...
Yeah, so yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
It was about Kim trying to get people out of jail. It's actually quite... It's on Hayu. It's good.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for her.
Thursday, September 17th.
Ah.
Even sooner.
Even sooner.
There you go. Keep an eye out for that. Yeah, that is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Coming to an end next year. Potentially. Yep. For now. Dun dun dun.
I made a list of other like E! Shows that were very similar that probably came off like trying to be the Kardashians but never really made it.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
Love and Hip Hop. No, that did make it. That was a bad one to start
with. That was a bad one to start with. Yeah, it's actually not even relevant. But
Total Bellas.
Total Bellas, yeah.
I hate them.
I never watched it.
They fully induced together so they could both have their... They could have their babies like really close together. And they were like... The babies ended up being like 12 hours apart. Because the two of them are pregnant. Nikki and whatever the other one is called.
That's tapped.
I only know Nikki because she was going out with John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't care. Oh, my God. Two less relevant, least relevant celebrities.
Basketball Wives?
Basketball Wives. Oh, my
God.
That was
2010. I don't even remember that. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills did actually make it as big.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Loves Coco, as I mentioned earlier.
Oh, my favourite.
And Married to Jonas.
What the fuck? Remember Married to Jonas? Oh my God.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, it was Nick and Daniela. No, not Nick. Kevin and
Kevin
Daniela.
And Daniela.
Is he not really boring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's even worse. And it was like her family are like Italian and American and they're a bit gas.
She genuinely does SponCon for spam. Like that's...
And what was the Leah Remini one?
What?
It's All Relative.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was very similar as well.
Yeah, yeah. People just love watching other people's families.
Yeah.
There's
definitely
a psychological thing there.
Did you ever watch Rich Girls?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so.
It was Tommy Hilfiger's daughter.
No.
And then another rich girl. I don't know who she was. And it was so good. It was like them in New York City, like 16, just absolute brats. Amazing.
Class.
Yeah, really good.
I'm sure you can find it if you dig around the internet somewhere.
Yeah.
Orla, thank you so much for joining us for this episode.
Thank you for having
me.
We
do really appreciate it. We hope you'll stay while Breed brings us through some mini bandwagons and then we'll give you all your plugs. Did you do them?
Yeah. Oh, I totally forgot. I did. I usually write them down like as I'm going throughout the week.
Will I help you with one?
Yeah, please.
I'm reading After the Silence at the minute by Louise O'Neill.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
She very kindly sent me it, but I didn't want to mention it until I'd started it or finished it. And I'm 3/4 of the way through and I'm obsessed. It's so good. If you like true crime, any of that kind of buzz, it's extremely well written. It's kind of as if you're watching a documentary, like them making a documentary, but also kind of bringing you through the murder and what happened. And
yeah, I might,
it's very, very good.
I might get that.
Would recommend. Louise's a friend of the pod, so hope you're listening, Louise. Love you so much. The book's really good. I can't wait to finish it and find out what happened. Do you have any others, Breed?
I do.
Great.
I wrote down Chloe and Halle because that's my song of the season at the minute. I know I've kind of missed the boat in the VMA performance.
You love yourself,
but it is such a jam. And I think I wrote that when I was drunk the other night because we just kept playing it on repeat.
Yeah.
It is such
the
a
album
good tune.
Is very good. And it's also Ungodly called Ungodly Hour. So stream.
If you haven't seen their VMA performance, you just haven't seen me since it happened because I've been showing everyone on my phone.
Yeah.
It's real modern day witchcraft.
Any of their at home performances have been at to an insane standard. An absolutely insane standard.
Yeah.
Just in their gaff. Like, any, you have to watch to believe it. But yeah, that's Chloe and Halle. Cool girls.
And then finally, this is like, I'm just going to go with it. I was at Garlingford for the weekend and we went to this gorgeous little brewery which was really, really small, like a microbrewery. And I just think it's really nice. And anyone lives near Carlingford.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
No, it was really nice. We got a tour by the owner and we got you buy a package and get like the tour and then they give you like food and like four little taster pints and stuff. And I loved it. We did kayaking and stuff as well, but
what
it's just
it?
Not.
What was it called?
Yeah.
It's called the Carlingford Brewery.
Okay.
The kayaking wasn't my buzz, but the brewery was such my buzz.
I went kayaking last weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you find it very sore?
I adored it. No, not really.
I found it painful.
I felt very one with the water. Have you read Where the Crawdads Sing?
No.
Book?
It's on my list.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah.
But I really felt like the Marsh Girl. If you've read the book, you'd know.
Someone
will know.
Yeah, really. And I'm not a sporty person.
No, I'm really not. But I found it really painful.
I went recently out to Docky Island and it was definitely tough in the old arms, but it was divine. But I loved the water. I was like, I could do this forever.
Yeah.
Out with the seals, having a laugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, go sport Carlingford Brewery.
Carlingford Brewery. It's really small and it's a really nice like wedding venue and stuff as well if you're looking for something a bit different or like event space. It's really gorgeous.
Great. Thanks for that, Breach.
I'll have better ones next week, I promise.
Orla, where can people find you?
You can find me on The Orlicle. On everything, I think.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah. Orla is a great podcast, so I call it Adulting with Friends. I did an episode, it's really funny. But there's episodes of other people if you don't want to listen to me again. And Orla is also on Patreon if you want to support her.
Oh, yeah.
Throw her a few shillings.
Thanks,
do
Mel.
Get loads of nice beauty content. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify, on all our social media. Leave us a review, but only if it's nice. We are on Patreon if you want to come over and join us there. We're having a laugh.
Yeah, our episode this week is going to be on a Kardashian or a Jenner. Probably a Jenner.
We haven't really decided. We'll see. I don't know.
You'll only know if you sign up.
Yeah. It's always a surprise.
I'm doing dream analysis tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you have to be a patron.
Are you doing it on Tuesday or
are
you doing it on Wednesday?
I'm doing it on Wednesday, but this comes out on Tuesday.
So it does. It does. Yeah, it does. So Bree's doing that. Bree is doing that tomorrow. You need to be joining the Patreon and then you'll be in the close friends and then you can watch that too. If you've had any mad dreams. I dreamed last night about Mary Berry. It was class.
I've been having the most batshit dreams, but we don't have the time.
You will get into it. Yeah, we absolutely don't have time. Or let's go the fuck home. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.